When Lyme disease goes untreated, it can have devastating consequences. WITF's Brett Schultes shares why one man is part of a group hoping to change how insurers cover the disease.
With the sun shining and birds chirping on a warm spring day, it's easy to see why Anson Flake loves living at the edge of the woods in Enola.
It was at the time, you know, a dream to have a house in the woods, and it still is. I love it. But, you know, as we'll talk about, there's a lot of ticks out here.
Anson never expected one of those ticks would lead him to the state capitol in support of a piece of legislation. But at some point in the early 2000s, he contracted Lyme disease.
I don't know if I got it here on the property, because we used to play paintball a lot, or if I got it on a hike. I used to hike a lot.
Flake found out he had it the hard way. He was on a sales call in Texas when he got a pounding headache.
The guy that I was meeting with said, "Hey, you're not looking so good." I said, I'm feeling terrible."
He had meningitis, a rare complication of late-stage Lyme. A doctor's quick response helped to save his life, and the meningitis was cured. But Flake says because he went so long without treatment, he had what doctors call late-stage Lyme encephalopathy. Some of the symptoms were terrifying.
Dementia-type symptoms. It was forgetting how to go places that I'd been to 100 times.
It took years to be cured, and while today the 53-year-old says he feels great, because insurance only covered a few weeks of antibiotics, he says it took a lot of his own money to get better.
It's north of $50,000, which isn't really from a, you know, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Flake is part of a group pushing for House Bill 629 that would require health insurers to cover whatever the doctor prescribes, including long-term antibiotic treatment. And this is where his cause hits head-on into some controversial questions about Lyme disease. Do some people continue to be sick after getting treatment? Do some people need more than 3 or 4 weeks of antibiotics? That all depends on who you ask.
They get involved, they go up a blind alley.
Philip Baker is executive director of the nonprofit American Lyme Disease Foundation. He says, basically, chronic Lyme disease, as some people call it, doesn't exist. He says there's no proof that people who develop chronic symptoms have Lyme, and no proof that more antibiotics will help.
So what's the reaction? They'll say, well, I'm convinced that I have Lyme disease. The tests are no good. I'll keep going from doctor to doctor until I find somebody that will tell me I have Lyme disease. It's like a cult in a way.
Baker notes 3 National Institutes of Health studies did find a severe impairment in health and quality of life among people reporting Lyme symptoms after getting treatments, but results showed no benefit to prolonged antibiotic therapy. Lorraine Johnson says 3 studies aren't enough.
When you close the book and say the science is settled, we know exactly how you should treat this disease within these parameters and no variation, you really ought to have a strong body of evidence behind you, but that hasn't been developed in Lyme disease. So right.
Johnson
now,
is CEO of nonprofit LymeDisease.org, which advocates for people who say they have Lyme disease that hasn't responded to the standard treatment. Her group wants the NIH to do more studies, something she says needs to happen fast, because recent research suggests undiagnosed Lyme is much more commonplace than once believed. Seated in a reclining chair in his backyard, Anson Flake notes House Bill 629 passed the House and currently sits in the Senate Insurance and Banking Committee, where past versions of this bill have all stalled. But Flake says this year could be different. A lot of other states have adopted similar bills.
And they haven't seen a negative financial impact to the insurance industry.
And there's a new committee chair, Republican State Senator Mario Scavello of Monroe County, who supports a similar effort in the Senate.
What we'd love to see is give the healthcare practitioner the ability to make the decision on, does the patient need long-term antibiotics or not?
As scientists research Lyme, the debate likely won't end whether the bill passes or not. With insurance companies and doctors each having a stake in the matter, it's an issue that will continue to play out in the state capitol and in doctors' offices around the Commonwealth. In Enola, Cumberland County, I'm Brett Schultes.